America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've heard us talk about David Femeninio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, 97.1. Good to have you with us. 5 o'clock. Odyssey.com Rewind. You missed anything. So let's talk Pack and Lions, and it's really, really simple. We'll do this two ways. A, what's your confidence level? Because I know the ticket texters, the confidence level is an 11 on a scale of 1 to 10. We're not dealing in rational thought. So I wanted to actually talk to people. I wanted to actually hear from people and have them make a case. Look, it's a divisional game on the road. I don't care what year it is, what team it is. I don't care if you're the Chiefs. I don't treat a trip to Vegas as easy. I don't treat a trip to Los Angeles as easy. I don't treat a trip to Denver as easy. Like, Eagles going to Washington, I don't view it as easy. You're going to Lambeau. It is the team that we talked about preseason being the biggest threat to you. And your lack of depth up front, I think, it's going to be a problem until it's not. It's going to be a problem until Brad addresses it. And I also wonder about the rain, the wind, and Goff. And confidence for this game, I mean, for a win, 4, 5 tops. A 5 is basically a coin flip.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm at. I don't get the irrational exuberance. And it's fun, and the Lions are an awesome team, Rico. And win or lose Sunday, it has no bearing. They could lose 500 to nothing on Sunday. It has no bearing on me believing they're a Super Bowl team.
No, I think there's probably only two teams where, unless you're on the road at Carolina or you're playing the Titans.
You win. At Carolina, that's a BOGO.
Yeah.
Rico wins.
But other than that, yeah, it's an NFL team, and you take nothing for granted. But, yeah, I look at this, and I'm with you. I think this is a chance for Goff. We talked about it when TJ was here. This is a chance for Goff to overcome another one of the stigmas that we all said that he's not an outdoor weather type of game. Bad weather in Green Bay. Let's see if he can hold on to the ball. No turnovers. Because he's been playing damn near perfect for an entire month. Mm-hmm. I don't think he can sustain that. So, no, I'm with you. I would probably put it about at a 4 out of 10 that the Lions come away with a victory.
248-539-9797. David, confidence level. You go to Green Bay. You're 2.5 point favorite.
Yeah. With the weather, I've shifted to more like Rico, 4, 3 or 4 to 10. I think the weather benefits Green Bay more. But without the weather, yeah, it's just a coin flip. It's just these two teams are evenly matched here. Green Bay is not horrible. And I know Lions fans want to say, oh my gosh, we're the class of the NFC North. Yeah, but there are other teams in this division that are also good. And I do believe that it's a coin flip, but the weather more 3-4 to Green Bay.
So, yeah. And, I mean, you look at Vegas. Vegas is pretty much saying this is going to be a very close game. Jordan Love, I guess if Jordan Love does not play, then I like the Lions' chances a lot better to win this game. But I think he is. I think he's going to be a gamer. I think he's going to go out there and try to get this stuff done.
Yeah, and he worked through full warm-up, full practice, the whole deal. Reports are, you know, wasn't limited. Dude, look, I don't think he's going to be scrambling around. I just wonder about your lack of pass rush against the team. Again, they don't have one dominant receiver. There's a lot of targets here to go around between Wicks, Dobbs, Reed, Watson, the tight ends, the running backs. I don't know. I feel like it's just impossible to live in a world where I believe my team's just going to go 16-1.
Right.
So at Lambeau, one of what, 3-4 toughest spots. If they win this game, you got every right to say 14-3. You got every right to believe, you know what, this team might just be different. I mean, if they make this look different, if they make this look easy, I mean, dude, there's nothing I could say. There's nothing I could say. Hey, David, could you just tell Kenny I handed him an ice-cold Exacta at the Breeders' Cup? Can you do that for me? Speedy Wilson. Come on now. Where's Kenny? He better have put that in. He's always crying about the damn money. I just made him money.
Let me say this also.
Where is Kenny? God, I almost cussed. Where is that man? I just handed him an ice-cold Exacta 6-1 on top. Come on now, Kenneth. Where is he?
David,
I know.
David, I like money.
You hate these animals. You resent their existence.
Oh, please.
Oh, hey, do they wear Air Jordans on the track?
Beautiful creatures. I ask you questions all the time. I'm interested in this sport. It's the
goodness.
Sport of kings.
Carry on.
Yeah, let me say this, and I know people don't always want to talk about this element of the game, but what is one thing we have not seen yet this season? That's Jake Bates in outdoors, elements, anything. We have not seen him yet in the NFL dealing with that.
He's been good. Let's give credit to Jake Bates. He has been good, and the kick in Minnesota elevated my confidence. Hey, Kenny, handed you an ice cold Exacta. Tell me, if you didn't play it, leave the room.
But
you can't be serious. The man begs me for a pick. I handicap in a commercial break. I give him a straight ice cold Exacta. 16-1 odds, no matter what you play.
It was malfunctioning.
I don't want to look at you right now. I'm not mad. I'm disappointed. Get out. David, continue. I can't look at you.
What I was saying was that, yes, no, right. You're right, Mike. Yes, he has been good. But again, we have not seen him outdoors yet. We have not seen him have to deal with elements yet. So, yes, while everyone says they have a running game, have what they need to have on offense, defense, the secondary is wonderful, we still need to see the kicking game in this element.
A great example is, what are the two places you don't want the Lions to be in the playoffs? Green Bay and Philly. Is that fair?
Yep.
Well, why would it be any different now with 10 to 20 mile an hour winds and rain? And as much as you say, all right, we're going to pound the rock, I'm not telling you you're not going to run the ball. But the defensive scheme that they play, it lends itself to, without J-Mo, this is the key now, without J-Mo, you don't have to manipulate where you're putting your safeties, and they can play their natural cover one where it's one high safety and the other is a box safety. Mm-hmm. You can dedicate that to the run. Now, if you have J-Mo, you have to shade your safety to the side of the field he's on because of his raw speed. Mm-hmm. Look, I think this is a tough spot. Hey, you go out and garbage can the Packers, say whatever you like. If you blow this team out, you could pick your team to win by 10 every week. But I just feel like people have gotten way too comfortable beating up on the pores. I mean, Dallas missing half their team. The Titans are trash.
No, but when you're seeing this Lions team beating teams by the margin of victory, when you've grown accustomed to seeing at least 3 to 4 trick plays because they're winning, it's almost as if the team is bored. So we got to create something in order to keep the interest of the fans. That's why fans are buying into it, thinking that there's no way they could ever lose again because football is just so easy to this team.
Well, I'll tell you this, though. This is what I need to see for this game because we're talking about the toughness of this game, the matchup, outdoors, possible rain. I'm going to need a Sam Laporta. I need a Sam Laporta sighting in this game. Someone that could be that target that can get you the first down, get you, you know, the possible yak yards after getting a short pass, because they're not going to be able to possibly throw the ball deep like they would want to normally. I need Sam Laporta to show up.
Yeah, and Sam Laporta showing up, and it's not National Tight Ends Day. So.
Oh, enough with that nonsense. If I had to hear that again, the only thing worse than the political ads has been the Red Zone Scott Hansen. No, National Tight Ends Day. Somebody pull a plug on that idiot. God, I can't stand him. All right, 2485-3997-97. Let's go to Drew in Roseville, 97.1. Drew, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, guys?
Drew, nice to talk to you again, buddy. What's up?
Oh, man. Listen, I am not going to come out here and say the Lions are going to win by two touchdowns or anything crazy like that. What I am saying is, considering the quarterback experience that the Green Bay is coming into the game with and our quarterback experience, I think even though we, you know, he doesn't play, supposedly he's not that great outdoors and all this other garbage, right? The experience alone gives us a huge edge. I mean, seriously, if Willis starts this game in the elements, in a divisional rivalry that we have going with the Green Bay Packers, I just think the pressure is all going to be on him.
Oh, listen, if Jordan Love either doesn't play or gets hurt in the game, of course you win the game. It goes without saying. But every indication is Love's playing. But you're right. Look, if it's Malik Willis, nothing we've talked about matters. Nothing.
But the one thing I want to say, Mike, is do we need a reality check to make Holmes make a move on Tuesday? Are we willing to sacrifice a division game so that maybe it really pushes them over the edge to make the move?
Okay. You know what, Drew? I'm not going to lie to you or the audience. What would be best for the long term of this franchise might be getting destroyed and getting no pressures this weekend, and they have to do something. Yes. Okay, Drew, I will answer it. I will not take the easy way out there. Yes.
As horrible as it sounds to lose to Green Bay, I mean, I just wanted to make a move that makes us giddy inside, you know?
That's it. That's all we want, because we don't want to relive last year, where I truly believe his refusal to address this issue cost you a Super Bowl. Because when it's the second half and you're up by 17 and things are going wrong and you need a stop, the only way to stop teams in today's world, you got to pressure that QB and you got to eventually take them down. And you couldn't do it. Hey, Kenny, you like throwing away 13-1?
I could still see.
You and I are going to have a chat.
It was the app. The app wouldn't let me log in.
I got something for you.
Not
Lions related.
Kenny was curious, and he had me break my balls in speed handicap form, beat two favorites, and hand them.
You actually did. I witnessed it.
This is why I don't have kids, because I'd live in a constant state of disappointment. I wouldn't even be angry. I would just be disappointed in them.
Come on, man. Just patience. Big G had patience with you.
No, he did. I was perfect. All right, go ahead, tell the people about it. And then you can ask me whatever you want next. Hey, Kenny, why don't you have me try to handicap another racer you won't bet?
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Oh, sorry. Kenny cost himself a solid $50 from being an idiot. You had something you wanted to ask me, then we'll get back to the people and some ticket texts and the picks. What do you need?
Non-football, non-Lions related.
Should I handicap a race for you and then you don't bet it?
No.
Okay, what do you need?
But I think we've all seen the epidemic that's happened in a lot of college sports, especially the SEC, of the players dying on the field.
Oh, the injury thing?
Yes.
It's a joke.
The SEC has now come out with new penalties.
Ooh.
Penalties are a fine of $50,000 and a public reprimand for the head coach for the first faked injury. Okay. A $10,000 fine and reprimand for the second fake injury.
How would it go from 50 grand to 10 grand?
I mean, I'm sorry, 100,000. I'm sorry.
The zero. Okay.
100,000. And the third time is suspension of the head coach for the next game.
Oh, I like this.
So, yes, yes.
Fourth time, casket. No, it's just like a great example. Ole Miss has 39 play stoppages the last 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It's nonsense.
I forgot which, because it's happened so much, I forgot which game, but literally a guy ran into the game and stopped like a foot inside the playing field and just died. And even a trainer had to come out there and act as if, like, kid, you were just fine, and then you just go down and fall like you were shot, like a soccer player.
It's not right. No. I agree with it. I love it. So but what 50, I would
000,
do,
100,000.
The
and
first
then,
fine would be 250. The second fine would be $1 million, and the third fine, we blow your stadium up. That's how I would roll, because it is awful. It's awful for fans. It's awful for the sport, and it is total cowardly bull junk, as Coach Prime says. Bull junk.
Bull jive.
Bull jive. Bull jive.
I wonder if it's going to be like, can replay go back and be like, no, he was fine. He's faking. Like,
Kenny's bull jive. That is what I've arrived at.
I'm trying to help you, Kenny.
Jesus. Let's go to the people. We'll go to Carlos, 97.1. Carlos, how you doing, buddy?
What's going on, guys? How's it going?
Hey, excellent, Carlos. Pal. What's on your mind?
So I'm thinking about everything that's going on with the Lions. I want to talk a little about trading, if you guys have a minute.
Yes, of course.
Okay, so honestly, guys, personally, I think there's a bunch of options we have on the table. But if it was my opinion, I really think the Lions are going towards Trey Hendrickson. Here's why. Yeah. You know, I'm still not convinced the Bengals will be sellers despite of all of the stuff that's happened in the start of the season. You know, it's simply not how they work. You know how that's Cincinnati, how they work. So anyways, if Max Crosby's off the table, I truly believe this is the guy we're going to get, because honestly, at that point, I mean, Bengals got nothing to lose. I wouldn't say a fire sale, but I feel like Za'Darius Smith's probably going to go to Baltimore. I think he has a little bit of chemistry with him. He'll go there. If they don't get Trey Hendrickson, what do you guys think if we go and get Chase Young from New Orleans?
All right. Well, first things first. He'll be dirt cheap because he's on a one-year, no-money, prove-it deal, because when he got traded to San Francisco, despite making the biggest play to end your season, he was a dog. He was inconsistent. I don't know if the Lions like the player. Now, he'll be next to nothing in the grand scheme of things, so he'll be cheaper than last year, that's for sure. But
I think he has another year. I want to say, is it a $10 million?
What?
Wait.
I thought he was on a one-year, $3 million deal.
Oh, let me make sure.
That's what I thought.
Jadeveon Clowney's on a two-year deal.
Yes, yeah, I'm thinking Jadeveon Clowney. Yes, you're right.
He is, okay. So, guys, you think it's a possibility if we go get somebody like Young, we go get another player to just strengthen up the core?
Because I have no problem.
You guys know that the two people that they're going to go against, it's rather going to be, honestly, you know it and I know it. I think KC's loading up, Baltimore's loading up, and Baltimore's loading up because they know they got to go through KC to get to the Super Bowl. We all know that.
Yes.
So I feel like we need to do the same thing and probably just stock up a little bit on defensive ends and hit the ground running, guys.
Yeah, I'd have no problem. Shot. Carlos, as much as we all love the big splashy move, you're not wrong. I'd have no issue making two calculated, solid moves. But again, it just comes back to the baseline of the discussion. You've got to get someone. Now, Evan's walking in, and this usually means smart-ass behavior.
So, this does not pertain to the Lions, but it actually pertains to the Breeders' Cup. Anybody that's not familiar, it's horse racing going on. It's on the TVs out there.
Okay.
But I have a huge question about this, Mike, and we thought this would be a good time to ask.
It's never a good time. It's in the middle of the afternoon in Detroit. No one cares. What do you need?
Why do they do the national anthem before the horse racing? And do the horses go hoof to heart, and do they have to take off their headgear and neigh bands? We were just wondering. We're like, why are they playing the national anthem?
Evan, I think I saw a horse take a knee.
It was before the sixth race, not the first race. Six.
I was wondering why were they doing the national anthem, but I guess I figured the sixth race was the big race, so that was why. But I was like, wait, are they singing the national? The races have been going on.
So you didn't answer the question. Do they take off the headgear or? Ladies and gentlemen, please take off your hats, horses, take off your neighbands. while we rise.
Maybe they just bow their head
for the national.
Sorry. I'm not going to dignify that with a response.
Come on, hoof to heart. That's a good line, right?
Get out. I hope your kid vomits all over you tonight. Get out. Get out. Get out.
David, read some ticket texts. I'm not dignifying that.
Says, what happened to Harold Landry from the Titans? Is he still not available for the Lions? Because I would love him. No Ed one, from Warren.
No one said that. Look, several AFC teams are in a holding pattern, the Jordan Schultz report. This Sunday, you will have a 24-hour period, maybe 36, between Sunday after the games and lunchtime on Tuesday. And that deadline may be at 4, but the action's going to go. It's going to all go down. And like David, Rico, like if people are social media people, I'm sure that'll be crazy. I don't have some master list. And in this sense, it is me trusting Brad Holmes, is that as long as you and go, if you get a player who starts for someone and is productive, I'm happy. I'm not married to like any individual. Yes, we had a dream of like, man, could we, I'm not going to mention his name, player who lives in Las Vegas, could we dare? That's fine. But I'm not hung up on Harold Landry or Aziz Ojulari or, guys, get me player Lions like I like.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the problem with Landry is the following. He is not a defensive end. He is a Sam. He is basically a stand-up linebacker. They run an odd man front in Tennessee. You would have to create, not packages, but like you would have to create a role for him here. That's not necessarily what you need. You do need someone who can put their hand in the dirt sometimes. And you have lost both starting DNs. You have lost one backup DN. You have lost one depth D tackle. And this week, you got a fifth guy who's out because Josh Pascal's out again. So it comes down to, in the dog days of the season, I need a defensive end somewhere because, man, I think if you're going to roll the rest of the season thinking no one's going to get hurt up front and you think you're good enough that half your D-line room died and it won't hurt you, I don't know what to say. Hey, maybe your offense is the greatest show on turf. Maybe you're in home field, you stay indoors, you get to the Super Bowl, and you just boat race people. Maybe. But I don't like doing maybes or hopes.
No.
I want to have the ammunition.
And, Mike, you've watched enough football to know that it's not sustainable to keep this type of offense going year round. If they were doing this in week 15 and 16, you know what? You can carry this into the playoffs.
You're peaking at the right time.
Right.
Yes, I agree with you. Look, I want them to win this weekend. But if you told me it would alter their decision-making for them to get no pressure this weekend, I'd be like, well, put on a T-Z. Just because I'm looking long view. I want that parade in February.
Here's the thing. It actually happened, but unfortunately, the Titans self-imploded. But if you look at what their offense did, that's a bad team that got a lot of yards against
you. 300 yards in the first half. You're 100% right, but nobody wants to talk about that. And by the way, four cracks from the one, and they lost their mind and didn't run it once, you would have given up 21 points in the first half.
Let's throw the ball. Four times.
Listen, much like I will not dignify what Evan did, I don't want to talk about that either. You need to go talk to your boy. It's a disgrace.
Big football weekend coming up. Lions on the road, Green Bay. Michigan taking on the number one team in the nation in Oregon, and Michigan State taking on undefeated Indiana. Look, we talked some Lions earlier today. We had TJ Lang in. If you missed any of that, use the Odyssey Rewind. Jeff Rieger is going to be coming up next. David, a couple ticket texts before we send this show off to Rieger.
The weather, did all of you forget Gibbs, Monty, and the best offensive line in the NFL? The Lions will be just fine. Someone else says, I have a confidence level of 6. That's only if Sam Laporta has a big game. I'm calling it Detroit 17, Green Bay 14. Neil from South Carolina.
Yeah, the thing is that they got a running back as well. Jacobs is pretty good. And, I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. And, you know, you just got to hope that it almost kind of reminds me of last week's the Michigan State game, David. Whoever turns the ball over the least, less, wins. Go ahead.
Someone else says this is a perfect game for the Lions. We have the best running back duel in the NFL, along with the offensive line. Perfect game for LaPorta to get back into it. Someone else says, I'm hearing Doug and John say that Michigan's going to upset Oregon. I am with them. Just joking. They're going to lose bad. Oh, okay.
Yeah, Rieger was asking, like, what was the pathway? And I'm like, Dylan Gabriel goes down in the first series.
Listen, I just want to say something. It is destiny. Alex Bregman just missed winning Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf Sprint. I told you, owns horses.
So he needs the money?
No. Name this horse after his father, Sam. Mm-hmm. Alex Bregman belongs in Detroit. I will have a human who likes horses in this town. Rieger, and he'll play for the Tigers, lead us to a World Series, we'll win the Breeders' Cup. Everyone's happy. Alex Bregman was meant to be a Tiger.
Okay,
I'm here.
Time out. Rieger brought up a good point.
What?
Why were you not out there scouting and trying to wine and dine him here?
Alex, boobie, baby.
Yeah, I'm not here to talk Tigers. Let's talk horses.
See, well, here's what's going to happen. Bregman will sign. We will have a weekly interview with Bregman, but it won't be about baseball. It will be about horse racing.
The Pony Report. Listen.
You know what?
Alex Bregman belongs here.
David, I would actually like that because that means that's 10 minutes. Like, you know what? You guys just talk.
That's really hurtful stuff.
You guys are going to be talking horse. Do you really want me to ask horse questions?
I'd prefer not.
Okay.
It's actually quite offensive when you do. Rieger's here. Riegs, have you found the pathway to a Michigan victory yet?
No. So I was driving back today. I was driving into work, and I heard your 440 segment, I believe.
Okay.
And you said about 5 times, maybe actually 15 times, that both John Jansen and Doug Karsh predicted a Michigan win. Now, you're trolling, right? That's not accurate?
Doug says there is a path to victory.
So what's the path to victory?
I don't know. Did he say? Yeah, he basically is saying that because Oregon's traveling cross country, they traveled to Purdue.
Beat him 35-0.
And now they're coming back here. Just the flight path. I don't know. Jet lag. I don't know. But he just said there's a path to victory.
Path to victory. All right. So maybe they're flying in themselves. They're going to be so exhausted.
You got to let it go. You just got to let it go.
You brought it up.
I just simply, you would ask the question. I told you, the voices of Michigan football pick Michigan. All right?
Maybe they're right. Who knows? They're only, what, a 15.5-point dog? Who knows?
Anything can happen. It's college football.
I guess so.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so we got a big show. We got 35 minutes before Pistons basketball. And did you guys play the Xavier McKinney cut?
No, it's nothing.
Well, I'm going to play it, and it's interesting because I threw it out there on social media. The responses I got, either it was a compliment or he was trying somehow to trash the Lions. So we have actual audio.
Why are people so stupid?
We're going
to
play it?
He didn't trash the Lions. He said they're out here embarrassing people. We know they're here to do it to us. We got to be on our P's and Q's, or they're going to embarrass us on our home field. He didn't trash you. You know what?
Why are you getting mad at me?
Because people are so stupid, and I'm tired of it.
Oh, my goodness. You need a vacation.
No, it's just this constant aggrievement. You have an awesome football team. Everyone's not out to get you if they don't kiss your ass.
Why is he so upset? All right.
Don't drag me in.
We're gonna do that. We'll talk about a pathway to a victory for Michigan. And we're going to get you to Pistons basketball. It's a big game for the Pistons. They're going to try to make it 2 in a row. Anything else?
No.
Okay. Wow.
We'll talk to everybody Monday after the Lions win 56-2. Okay?
Whoa. They're going to give up a safety?
Yeah. I'm a hater. It's 56-0. All right, 97-1.
Have a good weekend.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.